Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher, an intuitive counselor, an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences called Angels of Faith. And the fact that, well, as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I also help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably will not happen. And once they are no longer living in the past nor living in the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. Listeners, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, magic, and miracles can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have an irreverent, very funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. And listeners, I've got to tell you that the switchboard on Blog Talk Radio has frozen. I can no longer see the hold times of the 732-484 and the 610 numbers. I hope that you can hear me. The studio has not come alive. I can see the waiting time for me as a host, but I will continue the program as is, but I will not be able to take your calls because the call lights haven't come up. Now, as soon as they come up, I will tell you that they're lit and that I can take calls, but until then, the screen is absolutely frozen. Now, last week, I was the host of a friend of mine. His name is Psychic Jethro, and he asked me to host his radio program, and the lady that was taking the calls for me, well, this happened exactly the same thing on her radio program. So bear with me. I will continue to talk about the topic for today. It's very insightful, very, very intuitive channeling for the energies of what we're going through this week. And as soon as those call lights come on the switchboard, I will be able to take some of your calls. So please hang in there and listen to the wonderful channelings that the Posse of Angels gave me for this extraordinary week coming up. So I just like to say, with Mother's Day just having passed, I want to send a special thank you to all the moms out there who do so much to nourish our planet with absolutely unconditional love. You know, but this does not just go out to those women with children. Through my business, Angel Healing House, for almost 10 years, I've had the honor and the privilege to help provide mothering, nurturing, love and concern to all my clients of all ages. And to anyone, and I really do mean anyone, and that's men concerned, because there's so many men out there who do their fair share of mothering. So anybody who provides that human link of mothering and caring for another person, I send a special thank you and angel blessings for all that you do and contribute to the energy of love on our beautiful planet Earth. Now, for those of you who tuned in last week, and for those of you who would like to be reminded and to receive alerts about Angel Healing House's programs that are coming up, please find my cheery little face on the Blog Talk Radio site. Look at my photo, and underneath there's a follow button. If you do push that, then you'll be reminded of all of the Angel Healing House programs that are coming up. Also, I'd just like to remind listeners that if you do miss a program, they are archived on the Blog Talk Radio site, as well as if you go in and sign in to iTunes. You don't have to pay to listen to my my archived past radio programs, as they are all free, but they do need you to sign in. So last week we spoke about the powerful full moon, which was on May the 5th, and how it was shaking us up to release anything that we felt we were overly attached to. Now, whether this was outdated books, clothes that we hadn't worn in a very long time, clutters of paper. Now, in another area that people rarely think about cleaning out is cleaning out your computer. I don't mean like, you know, sort of taking a Q-tip and, cleaning it off on the outside. I'm talking about going into your computer, into the files and the documents that we haven't used in ages. I did this with old pictures. I did this with music that I rarely listen to. Maybe I listened to it a couple of times and then it was old and forgotten. And certainly in the documents. Things that weren't needed anymore. And when I did this, I just felt so much lighter. And my family and my friends and goodwill also were smiling as I gifted and I gave away many things. It was definitely the energy of out with the old and in with the new. This powerful new moon is shining a light on new things coming up, and especially on relationships. And honestly, taking a look to see if we are being honored and acknowledged in all of our relationships. You know, listeners, if you're having trouble taking a really good look at your life and being honest with yourself, it would be a perfect time to schedule an intuitive counseling session with me to receive a very clear angel's view of your life, to see the most beneficial choices and the best direction for you to proceed in your life. To find out more about my sessions, to give you clarity and direction, you can go to my website, www.angelhealing.com. Now, just a reminder that I would love to see everyone in my Los Angeles healing practice, but if you're not in the area, either nationally or internationally, as my practice is global, you can have intuitive counseling and Reiki sessions and angel readings done over the phone, and this can be done with or without Skype. And the Reiki is distant healing, and in the better part of the last 10 years, it'll be 10 years in June since I've had my healing practice, Angel Healing House, and done this for full time, I can tell you that in many cases, the results of those distant healings have been transformative and miraculous. Now, back to the energies. The exposing light of this full moon energy can certainly have you taking things personally, but listeners, use this powerful energy to take some time to honestly look at what needs to change in order to better your life. So perhaps you need to let go of things and people that no longer serve you. One reason that it's so important to release during a full moon, and it's important to release during every full moon, is that both the new moon and the full moons that are coming up will be eclipses. Now, I'd just like to, because I'm thinking of it, and I just wouldn't like to forget it, with every new moon, every full moon that happens, there's a great exercise that you can do, that you can write out the words, I fully release, and then you fill in the blanks. For instance, if you're having problems with monetary, with financial problems, I fully release my attachment to lack, and I open up to receiving abundance. I fully release, for instance, any dishonoring relationships. I fully release my attachment to ill health, and I open myself up to perfect health. Any of these things you can write down and then release it to the full moon. I like to go outside. I like to take those things I have written, I fully release, and then tell them to the full moon. Hallelujah! The switchboard is now on. So I want to sing hallelujah. So just a few more minutes, please. 484, that number that's been holding the longest, that 484. Please do not hang up. I will get to you in a second. So let me see. An eclipse that is coming up is a supercharged energy, and we'll want as much open space in our lives to allow us to manifest as much as possible. This begins by first releasing what we no longer want, what no longer serves us, and thus allows us to free up our hands so we may be fully open to receive. Now I will continue with the energy update, the channeling that my beloved group of angels, my angelic family, the posse gave me. But as you've been holding quite some time, I'm going to take that caller. 484, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Oh, thank you so much. I was hoping I didn't lose you. I had an overflowing dishwasher. I was trying to listen and get back to you.
What's your name?
Marilyn from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Marilyn from Pennsylvania. Maybe the overflowing dishwasher was showing you how abundant your life is going to be. It's just going to be overflowing with money and opportunities and connections and, you know, so so many of these things that happen in our lives, not to get away from your question that you're going to ask me, but so many things that happen in our lives, why do we immediately see it as a negative?
Good question.
You know, maybe the floor needed to be cleaned.
I was going to say that. It was overdue.
You know, and that's what has helped me keep my openness, and by saying to myself, it doesn't matter what happens, because everything that happens, I bring to myself for my highest good. And believe me, my life of duality as an angel on the earth plane has not been easy these last 10 years. But it you know, when you follow that divine will, it's with its challenges. But it doesn't matter what happens, because I see it with a sense of humor and know that it's happening for my highest good.
Absolutely. Amen.
So tell me, Marilyn, besides your overflowing dishwasher, and don't ask me how to fix your dishwasher.
No, I think we're okay. I had to first fix the disposal, so we're done. We're good. Oh, I was wondering about work and money, and about work and money. So whatever God's divine guidance is there, that would be lovely.
Okay, the first thing is that what I'm going to be talking today is about the wishing moon coming up on the 18th, the 19th, and the 20th. We are about to experience an enormous shift, new moon coming up, combined with the solar eclipse. The posse are telling you that you are one intuitive little cookie. You know, and you have this psychic awareness inside of you, but you don't always listen to it. What kind of work do you do, Marilyn?
I do management and sales consulting projects, but since things are appearing to wind down, I'm also looking for work, and I'm also trying to rent out my house, anything that will cover the bills and the mortgage.
Okay. They are saying to you, the reason that this has come to an end is because, quite frankly, the words that they're using is, it doesn't float your boat anymore. And you know, we cannot, where we are going, Marilyn, quite frankly, is we are going towards living heaven on earth. And if you truly live heaven on earth, you can't be, for instance, in a relationship with somebody who you feel is dishonoring you. You can't be in anything any longer, which is a compromise. And if you really did look at your life as heaven on earth, I always ask my clients, would you be doing what you're presently doing? And 99.9% of them would say no. Even if they are making money off of it, they just, you know, they're saying, well, if I could have whatever I want. And I say, bingo, in heaven on earth, you can have whatever you want. You just have not shown the universe and made movement to that which gives you joy. So what would you do when you lose all track of time of it, Marilyn? What would you do that absolutely gives you joy?
Well, I do work towards that, but it's basically anything towards supporting people and planet. I say raising the vibe of the tribe.
I love that.
Which is what we all do if we have those light intentions.
Well, and it goes more than intentions, because you cannot serve anyone else until you serve yourself. It just works out that way. So, yes, we are all here, and a lot of times in my practice I get people saying, you know, I really want to help others. And I said, good, first help yourself. Make yourself the most joyful, blissful, happy little being that you can be, and then those vibrations will go out, and you'll be able to service others, but you must service yourself first. Okay, for instance, I get such joy, and I guess you can hear it in my voice, doing my radio programs. I've never given away so many free readings in all my life and been happier because of it. And with the offshoot is that more and more people are knowing about me globally and buying my products and booking sessions and all of these things. And it's just because of the laws of attraction. I love writing. You know, I've written 6 books already. It's just, you know, I plow my passion and my enthusiasm into things that give me joy. And they, the posse, want you to really, really start to hone in and use that intuitive, that when that Queen of Cups comes out, that is your intuitiveness just screaming out to you, Marilyn, it's time to have the F word. It's time to have some fun. I know, you listeners might think that there is another F word, but this is an angelic program. Time to have some fun. What would you do that would be fun for you in your life? Don't worry about making money. Worrying about making money.
I'm sorry for my laughter. I had a plan in place where I would rent or sell out my house that would cover my mortgages, and you know, I'm a single mom and you know, things like that. So it would cover all that, and I would just go to a family's house initially, immediately, and then go spend some time in my favorite monastery. That's what I wanted to do. And then, you know, after that self-time, self-nurturing and fun, because they are fun, the people, believe it or not, that are there, then, you know, take the intuitive stepping stones from there. Everything that you're saying, I completely understand and agree, and it's what I've been reading about and the, you know, all these years, but I still have to either cover the house or lose the house, and I'm not going to lose the house.
What they're saying is just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
Oh, I believe that.
Okay, and
but
they
when?
Want. No. That's not within your control. They're actually saying sooner than you think, because a lot of people of the light, let's say, those people are living a conscious life of awareness. Some people call us light workers or whatever. A lot of our prayers and our wishes have almost been put on the back burner. And now with this solar eclipse, now with us going into the end of May, June, they're telling us that our dreams are going to come to fruition. And they want you to start praying like you've never prayed before in your life.
Fervently, with
belief that it's already happened, with passion and joy and enthusiasm. Those are the words that they're giving me. Marilyn, it's coming for you. Whatever you want your life to look like, it will manifest. And we have been closed down, the light workers, for the past, it seems like thousands of years, but truly for the last 18 months, a lot of us have felt like Spirit has abandoned us, but Spirit has protected us in many ways. Mm-hmm. And there's a grand opening. There's a grand opening coming with this first solar eclipse towards the end of May, June. You watch what happens, Marilyn. I can't give you 100% guarantee, but all I'm saying is the channeled messages that the posse are giving me, and they're saying, you ain't seen nothing yet, sweetheart.
I love it.
Okay?
Thank you.
For your mission, should you choose to, you know, it sounds like Mission Impossible, is when you get off the phone and when you clean up the water, go and pray with joy that it's already happened.
Okay.
Because whatever you want to paint for your life will come on the portrait of, will be seen on the canvas. Renew your faith, renew your hope, because it's coming for you. But you have to believe, and you have to have the passion and the joy for it. And I would love to know where your journey takes you. So please, Miss Marilyn, send me. Oh, the card that came out, I forgot to tell you, was the Four of Pentacles. That's more balanced with your finances. But it only happens if the belief, if the intuitive belief is there and you put your focus and attention on that.
Okay.
So send me an email, Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com to tell me where your beautiful journey takes you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care of yourself. Be blessed.
God bless. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to the next caller. 610, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. 610, you there? Hello? 610, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm talking. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What is your name?
Oh, okay. My name is Marie.
Hi, Marie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Lovely Pennsylvania. Now tell me, Marie, what is your question today?
Okay, I was wondering if you had any special messages or advice or guidance regarding my marriage situation.
Okay. Let's have a... I feel it's been very, very trying for you. It seems like they're saying, let's see, call a few more. Yeah. Okay. They're showing me a road. And the road is getting you to be strong. But you have, and you have weathered, they're using the word weathered things for quite some time now. And it's led to inaction on your part. You have. They want you to ask yourself, do you feel honored and do you feel respected in this marriage?
Yeah, right. Well, no. I didn't know if it's going to change, though. You think?
What's that?
I didn't know if it's going to change, though. No, definitely not. Not at this time.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Okay. The time that we're in now has everything to do with relationships. And the last week, and in particular, actually the last month, has dredged up what we have refused to take action with. So the first card that came out is the Strength card. They want you to strengthen your belief in yourself that you deserve to be respected, honored, and acknowledged for just being your divine Marie self.
Oh man, is that even possible? That would be great.
Okay, yeah, you know what? You know what? I don't know if you heard the last caller, but that's where we're all headed towards. The fifth dimension is living heaven on earth. No more compromises. But how can you get there? How can you get to that stage of not compromising by showing the universe that you'll compromise? Now, I would not tell anybody ever to anybody else. But these cards are telling me, the first two came out with horses, and horses always tell me, they tell me about personal power. Nobody can take your power away, Marie, unless you allow them to. You have played a Marie game up until now, and the Marie game is that maybe there were some rules, but there certainly were very little consequences. Now they want you to change the rules. The rules are, and people do change in marriages and in relationships, and if something is not working for one person, a lot of the times they become quiet or they become defensive or they just, you know, instead of arguing with the person, they just don't say anything. And not communicating 100% openly and honestly means that we're lying to ourselves. And it sits in us and it turns to negativity. So they want you to start to not compromise your life, to state what it is that you need in a relationship in order to feel loved, in order to feel happy. The most important part of this reading for you is communicate 100% openly and honestly so that there's no ambiguity. Person can't know what you want until you tell them. And that's why the action card came out. Now, a couple things might happen. You might say, the rules have changed. In order for, maybe I've been compromising for many, many years, but now I want to state openly and honestly what I need to do, what I need to happen to feel love, and what I need out of a relationship. And if that person wants to listen and wants to respect you, then they will listen to your, they'll listen to you. Otherwise, they might not. And you can't control anyone else. You're not saying this. You're not saying this in order to change somebody, but you're saying it in order to be authentic and honest. And, you know, and if the other person doesn't want to accommodate you, you know, and you're not asking for the moon, you're just right. saying, I need these things to feel loved and feel respected. And if not, then there has to be consequences. And one of those consequences may be that you have to split. I mean, I was in an abusive marriage for 22 years, 26 years with him. And I knew when I stood under that traditional Jewish canopy, the chuppah, that I did not really love him. And I rooted every single day of my life. Yes, he was rich. Yes, he was handsome. Yes, he was a professional. Came from a, you know, wealthy family. All those checklists that, unfortunately, you know, girls like myself who were born in the 50s followed that checklist instead of, you know, how am I honored in a relationship? How am I respected? So a lot for you to think about there, but yeah. Things might have to be broken down before, and the last card that came out is the Four of Wands, is the celebration card. And I often equate that with new relationship or new marriage. It could be that this is the turning point in your relationship, and by reading the Riot Act, it could start to change things immeasurably, but that's for you to know. But you cannot go. They're showing me the marriage is like a coat which has grown too small for you.
Yeah.
And you can't wear it anymore without stating what it is exactly that you need to feel loved. And everyone now, Marie, deserves to feel loved. So I hope that's been helpful to you. I'd love to know where your journey takes you. My email address is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And just be strong. That first card that came out, you're not doing this to blame him, to find fault, any of that. You're doing this because you love yourself so much that you will not compromise anymore. And
right.
I can tell you, from my own personal experience, having compromised my life for the better part of 30 years, when I stopped doing that, my whole world changed.
Great. I hope I can do the same. Yeah.
Okay. And you know what? It only takes one baby step at a time to get to that beautiful Four of Wands, that beautiful celebration card.
Well, thank you.
Blessed. Okay, take care of yourself, Marie.
Bye-bye.
I knew straight away when that strength card came out that it was not easy for Marie. Marie, thank you so much for sharing that with us. But the longest journey truly does begin with the first step, and we can no longer dishonor ourselves, disrespect, and compromise our lives in any way, shape, or form, because it will go on to affect all other areas of our lives. Going to take another phone call now, 908. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, good afternoon, Candy. Are you speaking to Caroline?
Hi, Caroline. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Well, I have my beloved brother in New Jersey. He's in New Brunswick.
Oh, not that far away. I'm in Red Banks. It's like 25 minutes.
Oh, very, very close. Maybe you can lean out the window and have a wave to him.
You're not going to believe this, but every weekend, which that's the reason why I'm calling, I go to Princeton, so I have to pass him on the way on Route 1. So maybe I'll wave to him. I'll tell him to come by the exit.
I was going to say, if you have not that you would need any of this, he is a plastic surgeon, a cosmetic.
I need him.
I mean, he does all kinds of things.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes, I will be needing him. Yes.
So what you should do is, I love this, is send me your email address to Candy at Angel Healing House. And not only, well, I mean, I might be a bit biased being his sister, but he is such a wonderful, wonderful human being. Besides being a professional and technically brilliant doctor at what he does, but he has the human element that, unfortunately, and I'm going to say it, is missing so much in conventional medicine. In a lot of services in our world. But anyway, I would love to pass you. His name, by the way, is Dr. Sandy, Sandy Milgram, Milgraum.
Right.
So there you go. What's your question for myself and the posse?
Well, yes. Well, if anything else comes up, it's quite all right. No urgencies here. But I'm looking to move, and also in the finance world, or any other messages my angels or guides have to tell me at this moment, because I'm very sad today, except until now.
You're very sad.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I'm a very happy person, and I don't know, within the last few days, even on Mother's Day, I was just very down. Oh, I don't know, emotional.
Oh, you and me both. We should have called each other and commiserated. I was drowning in a bucket of tears about 3 o'clock.
Yes.
I know.
What's going on?
I think it's because of the although it's a wonderful day of love, there are so many on the planet that with dredging up all of these relationship issues, we have had to let go and finally sever relationships. I'm talking long-standing relationships with mothers and fathers and family. Children and everything like that. And, you know, we know it's for our highest good, those of us especially who are very intuitive. And you know, we know that we chose them to be part of our contracts. We know that we, you know, they're there to serve us to learn our lesson. Most of the time, you know, we're presented with lessons in contrast and all of this. But it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was weeping. I was like a bucket.
Me too. Oh, my God. And it's about, you know something, Candy? I have exactly the same issue with my two children. And on Mother's Day, I just put a halt to it, a finale of a network series. I just said, they can't do this to me anymore. They just, my heart is broken. They can't do it to me anymore. You know, it's like, I'm like shocked, you know, but I just can't go through the pain. I went through the pain with my sister, I went through the pain with my brother, put that away, and I'm not even forgave them, life moved on. But sometimes when it's your son and daughter, it's like,
oh my God. I mean, this thing came out of your womb. This thing, you know, you fed, you clothed, you breastfed, you whatever it was, you just gave your life to. And then I've heard from quite a number of people say that, you know, they don't get recognized, they don't get called, they don't get, you know. And we almost have to go deeper than just the physical incarnation and know that they are mere actors mere actors playing that game in the theater of our life. And we've had to rise above it and say, enough is enough. I won't let my heart be open and hurt any longer. And I'm pretty sure that I don't want to put words in your mouth, but when I was crying like a bathtub overflowing, it was almost as if it was putting closure on it. It was enough is enough.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. That's what it felt like. So
aww.
Wonderful, wonderful, you know, and it needs to come up because where we're going, Caroline, is an amazing journey we're about to step on. But you're showing me that you've been walking down one road and they're now saying that road is over. That road is over. You're about to step on a very, very, very new path, a new path as far as finances are concerned, a new path as far as relationships are concerned. The reason we had to not sever, the reason we had to find closure with our old relationships is because very new and wonderful, nurturing, nourishing relationships are coming in for us. One thing that they said would be very, what are you, a water sign? What sign are you?
A Libra, air.
Well, you're an airhead like me.
I'm proud of it.
But blonde. They are saying that it would help you enormously. I don't know if you're anywhere near a body of water. I mean, it doesn't.
Yes,
have to
I
be
am.
Up.
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Okay.
Yes.
They're saying that take yourself outside. And before you go by this body of water, they want you to write down, and especially now, as we're going to the new moon coming up, still in the shadows of the full moon, I fully release any attachment that would negatively hurt me attached to my children. I fully release any lack that I have for abundance and, you know, sort of, and you can even state how much you want. I fully release whatever it is. And as you walk along, say that out loud to the universe, to God and the angels, so they really take it and to prepare for new beginnings to come in. And the middle card is the Hierophant. They want you to, that is you being the leader. That is really releasing all that the limitations that you might have had, and one of the big ones was with your children. And then the third card came up, which is the Ten of Cups, which is just emotional fulfillment is coming to you. But first, you must fully release, and then on the May 18th, 19th, and 20th, state your wishes and prayers as if it's the first time that you've ever done this. With enthusiasm, with belief and joy, that these things are coming to you because it's your birthright.
Oh, wow, wow, wee, wow.
Wow. This is a very exciting time, and I would love to know where your journey is going to.
I will. I thank you. For all our guides and angels. That's beautiful. And you know something? I'm very intuitive. And I knew everything you were going to say. I just didn't know what day it was. I just never know the date. But I know something special is about to happen.
Oh my gosh, is it going to happen? I've got my prayer book, and I'm going to go out and just write, like as if it's the first time. It's as if I'm a little girl and I'm kneeling on the ground by my bed and I'm saying, dear God, you know, please, blah, 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 whatever it is, and with enthusiasm and passion in knowing that it's already mine.
Wow. Thank you, Candy. Thank you. And happy, what is this, May 20th, I think that's this Sunday. It's supposed to be opening of the Palladian Gates.
Yes, exactly. This is enormous, Carolyn. It's enormous, listeners, what's happening for us. If you have not,
I got the goosebumps.
And your hope and your belief, you will walk through a new door at the end of May into June like you have never believed. Synchronicities, magic, miracles. But you have got to believe it's yours to begin with. Get out of lack.
Got you. Got you.
Okay. I'd love to hear from you, sweetheart. Please give me your send your email address, and I'll send you that information.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'll send it to you. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, just a few more things before I get on to the next call here. So, listeners, just a heads up, we have another Wishing Moon coming up on May 18th, 19th, and 20th. Oh, those callers, 757-617, and please stay on the line. I'll get to you in a minute. Please wish and pray like as if it's the first time. Believe and with passion and joy. I guess our wishes and this empowering us is getting ready for this new moon, this solar eclipse coming up. You know, the solar eclipse, it means our words are tremendously powerful. Remember, the universe does not know the difference between negative and positive. It will give you whatever you give energy to. Take advantage of this time of year to plant new seeds and opportunities for yourself. Okay, I'm going to 757-757. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's your name?
Cecilia Zobie. I was curious, with the year 2012 coming and your band of posses and our own bands, what influence can they do to help the progression of the vibration of the planet?
What can the angels do as far as raising the vibration of the planet?
Right.
Oh, that's the question. They're always... Because they're in full service to the divine, they never shirk their responsibilities about putting their emphasis on love, on light, on joy, on acceptance, on unity, on peace, on living in harmony, but they cannot interfere with the free will and the free choice of men. The reason the planet is in the situation that we are in is because people have given their power away to fear and control and not listened. They are more linear than they are of their heart space. The expression I love is come to me as a child. When you put children of all international races in a room when they're very young, they don't start to negotiate. They play together. They work together. They go beyond seeing the color of the skin, the slant of the eye, the fuzz of the hair, you know, whether it's straight or blonde or curly or whatever. But the angels never shirk their responsibility, and they hold tremendous amounts of light for the planet. But yet again, they cannot interfere with free will and free choice.
So, what would be a good act to do to help this evolution?
The best thing that you can do is to help yourself.
Okay.
Is to be of service to yourself. You have to ask yourself some questions. Are you having fun? Are you having fun? Are you passionate?
Currently, right now, I'm locked up with broken toes on 2 feet, so it's been a real joy sitting around for 1 month.
I'm sorry, you broke up. What was that?
I broke 2 toes on both feet, so for a month I've had my feet up. So right now I'm in a healing type modality.
Okay, so actually you brought that to yourself probably because what you were doing before was outdated or outmoded, and that you had heard the alarm bells that it was not particularly fun or giving you much joy. So you probably got yourself out of there by doing that. But ask yourself, are you passionate about what you do? Do you light up like a Christmas bulb when you're doing it? Are you creative?
Very much so.
Okay. All of those things, if you are in joy and you're in bliss and you're creative, then the world will beat a path to your door because they want to bathe in your light, in your happiness, in your joy, in what you're doing. I mean, it's very much like that scene in When Harry Met Sally, and Meg Ryan is faking that orgasm, and, you know, Rob Reiner's wife, her mother says, I want what she's having.
Exactly.
Okay. So people are drawn in, not so much by what you do, by your joy and your enthusiasm when you're doing it. And they say, I want what you're having. And everybody can have that. Absolutely.
I hope so.
And the more, and because the universe is in each one of us, the more that we do that, the more that we raise the vibrations on the planet of joy, of happiness, of excitability, of passion, of all of those things. And then you will draw people to yourself that you can affect with your joy and the things that you creatively do.
It's going back to being a child again.
Come to me as a child. That's where
exactly.
We're going. And a child knows that they are provided for because abundance is their nature. They know that they are guided and protected and cherished and loved and more adored than they possibly can ever imagine. I mean, all of those things we have been told for a long time. Come to me as a child. Yes, we are pure intention, but the how and the when of things happening are not within our control. That's the divine, and the divine in us lets go, knowing that Father, Mother, God, all that is, Source, Universe, whatever that you want to call that, is looking after the details.
Thank you very much, Candy. God bless you.
God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let me see here. So thank you. I want to thank everybody who called in today, and thank you for your patience with a little bit of a blurb that the blip, if you want to call it that, that the switchboard decided to go through today. So I just want to continue with the very, very important information on the energies. You know, it's interesting that I began talking about love with Mother's Day having just passed, because the planet of love, which is Venus turning retrograde, it means it's going backwards on, as of today, May 15th till June 27th. You know, listeners, when a planet goes backwards, it gets us to go within, review, and rebalance, and this energy is getting us to reunite with the beauty of love within ourselves. As this Venus retrograde falls in Gemini, it's important to remember that Gemini is a really airy energy of communication, and it focuses, again, on our relationship with the world around us. This retrograde of Venus is doing us a huge favor, and it's reuniting us with our connection and our alignment with love. So, listeners, take a really good look and see if you're relating to people and things around you with love. If not, this is only a reflection of what is inside of you and what you still have not cleared and dealt with as yet. I've been helping people absolutely transform their view of their world to a more loving, peaceful, joyful, abundant perspective for the last 10 years. For your own transformative intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, please call me after the show today on 831-277-3716 or visit my website, www.angelhealinghouse, all one word, angelhealinghouse.com. Or you can send me an email, Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com. So just to sum up May and what May is all about, I do believe the first 20 days of May were very, very, very different to what's coming up at the end of May. We had to be shown very clearly what it is that was not honoring us, and especially in our relationships, as that one caller, Marie, I believe it was, was it Marie or Caroline? It was one of them that said about crying on Mother's Day because she was estranged from her children, maybe not estranged, but she decided she was weeping for the closure of that relationship with her children and to move on and open herself up for new things to come in. May is the month of change. Number 5 is the number of change. The more we've decluttered sadness and anger and bitterness and regret and resentment from our lives, the more we've gotten rid of those things that are outdated and holding us back, then we open ourselves for the new to come in. Okay, so just a reminder that I have professionally recorded a CD called Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. This has helped so many people to release burdens and worries and stresses, to regain clarity, direction, and optimism and peace and joy in their lives. My CD can be purchased again on my website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. Many people say that after they listen to this CD, they feel so much lighter. They feel so unburdened as the angels take them on a journey of discovery, a journey of releasing, their own angelic journey, and the exercise in it helped tremendously. Listeners, to really align with the energy this month, expect change and actually welcome it. Please see change as an opportunity to grow and to bring in new and wonderful things. And in this way, your optimistic perception will help you manifest change for truly the better in your lives. May will be your opportunity for a profound relationship on change, on how you see and how you truly start to affect your life. What we are going through now is no less than a rebirth, a regeneration of who we are. And truly remember, it is like the universe is giving us a second chance. The second chance is we walked a very, very different road of compromise up until the solar eclipse coming in on May 20th, this huge gateway is opening up to our dreams, our wishes. Please, everyone out there, dream and wish as if you've never dreamed and wished before. Dream with the belief that's already happened. Dream with the passion and the joy that you are a child of God, you're divine, and you are worth an extraordinary life. And that just about wraps up our show for today. So I want to thank all of my callers. I want to thank all of those people who are following me and my listeners who are steadily growing. I'm almost at the 6 month mark of doing my Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio. So I'd like to thank everybody so much. So, again, it wraps up the show. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And again, if you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. To also purchase a copy of my beautiful guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing sessions, I also have angel readings, and I have a global practice as either you can do this in my Los Angeles or internationally and nationally using distant healing. And it's done, the intuitive counseling is done over the phone, or some people have Skype and computer. Please call me on 831-277-3716. And until next time, listeners, allow your radiant light to shine forth and fashion an extraordinary, beautiful, passionate, cherished, happy and joyful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all. I'll see you on the other side of the 20th, which is the solar eclipse, which is that amazing gateway of magic and miracles and our dreams and wishes coming true. Wish carefully because it's going to come true. Send me of love. Bye-bye.